see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
We are all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. It's a live show. You can call into the studio, 312-642-5600. And remember, we are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. And indeed, it is a jam-packed lineup of guests, lots of great content and information. You don't want to miss it, so let's get right to it. My first guest is the founding partner of Bollywood Grove, Ajanta Chakraborty, again from Bollywood Grove, a fascinating, fascinating company doing offering fantastic services, classes, and Ajanta and I were introduced, and I have to say I've just been amazed by all the emails and the schedule of programs and the reach of everything that you're doing. Great niche. Ajanta, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, Ajanta, before we talk about what specifically you do, I have to find out what's the story behind behind your business and how you decided to start a business called Bollywood Grove. There must be some inspiration.
Absolutely. I mean, I grew up in India, so, you know, Bollywood was sort of part of what you are because you're surrounded by it. But it was something, you know, Bollywood dance was something I just did on the side. I grew up in India again, so where it's very natural for people to follow either the medical field or the engineering field, and I did that. But dance always stayed in my life. I had so much passion for it. I got my training in classical dance. However, I was looking for something which is very free form, something that didn't have boundaries, strict boundaries when it came to curriculum and things like that. And that's kind of what drove me to Bollywood. You know, I came to the U.S. I was working in Silicon Valley. I had a, you know, successful career in technology. But then I started doing it as a hobby on the side. So I would start teaching, you know, classes and so on and so forth. And then after moving to Chicago, I don't know what it is about here. There's something about small businesses that really thrive in Chicago. And there was something in the environment where I said, I've got to give this a shot. And so that's when I quit my technology job. And then I went into pursuing a career in Bollywood dance full time and haven't looked back.
Well, Ajanta, for those that are looking on your website, and of course we'll share that website over the next few minutes, it's filled with a fantastic lineup of classes, and the blog, the news section on the website, has some fantastic information. There's a recent blog that you put up about getting enough protein on a vegetarian diet. Some really, really informative information. But I have to tell you, Ajanta, I think I figured out the reason why Bollywood is so popular and why it's so necessary. I think it's because when you eat as much naan and as much papadum, you have to burn off those calories. And that's why Bollywood dance is so important.
No, that's a good point. But that's a restaurant style food. And if you went to an Indian household, you'd be surprised at how plain and healthy the food is. It's very rich with spices. Don't get me wrong in that. But it's actually a pretty healthy way of living. Yes, definitely. The restaurant food is quite a different story altogether.
So, Ajanta, let's talk about what you guys do. You have a program called On Demand Cardio. You have adults classes, kids classes. Tell us about the programs and where they are located.
Absolutely. So the thing actually we first started with was our cardio classes. So these are Bollywood dance cardio classes. And what I've tried to do is to sort of bring the joy of Bollywood, but without creating a high barrier of entry. I wanted to create something that no matter how much or how little you know about Bollywood or you know about dance or you're fit, it doesn't matter. You should be able to step into the class and have an awesome time. You burn up to 700 calories in a class. It's a very effective fitness class. And again, you know, it just makes you smile. The word joy is so operative at Bollywood Groove. And we try to sort of incorporate that in everything that we offer. These classes are available in Loop, West Loop, Bucktown, and then in Evanston. So those are the four physical locations that we have. And as you just mentioned, we recently made these available online. And it has a 10-day free trial. So you can actually go just subscribe and see if you like it. And after that, it's $7.99 a month. And again, the price point is kept in a way because fitness should be affordable for everybody. And that's why it's priced so inexpensive. And it's basically a 24/7 on instant access. You subscribe, it works on every single platform. So like Amazon, Roku, you name it. And, you know, you can basically work out along with it. Again, it should make you smile. It should make you sweat. That's kind of the whole goal. The kids' classes are something very different. So what we did was we could, of course, just teach dance. And we said, no, you know, we can do something more. Why not give them a much bigger cultural context? And so in our kids' classes, we have a very strong cultural curriculum. And so every session, which is usually about 8 weeks long, the kids are not just learning a dance, but they're learning about some cultural concept of India. It could be a festival. It could be a city. And they're learning these through the books that we publish ourselves. And, you know, they're doing arts and crafts related to that concept. So, again, it's like a complete immersion, if you will. These classes are offered in North Center, in West Loop, and then also in a bunch of after-school locations as well. And the final thing that we do, which is sort of something we just got into, it's about only about a year and a half long ago, which is the children's books. And we, again, we basically were teaching this content in our kids' classes. We said, why not put it in books so that you don't have to physically come into a kids' class to learn this stuff? And so to that effect, we created a whole series. It's called Maya and Neil India Adventure Series. There are six titles under it. And they cover festivals like Diwali and Holi and you name it. And it's available through Amazon. So that's the one thing that is completely online. You can basically just go on Amazon and type Maya Neal and the whole series should just show up.
That's fantastic. What a great lineup of programs. And indeed, you are doing something quite unique. And of course, your focus is on fitness, which is so important. And your classes, as you said, you could burn up to 700 calories, really important. But it's also about putting a smile on people's face. And it's fun music. It's fun dance. And and that's why you've gotten so much attention and so many great videos of some of the media attention that you've received is up there on the website. But Ajanta, I want to go back to the business, behind behind the classes for a moment. Ajanta, you have a fantastic team of people working with you, the instructors, your team, your administrative team. Tell us a little bit about what makes the Bollywood Groove model a success and how it operates.
Absolutely. So the team that works together every single day in one space is actually tiny. So it's essentially me. We have one person, Priya, who now runs the operations for both the kids and the cardio program. So she sort of handles the brick and mortar aspect of it. And then we have Payal, who's sort of our administrative assistant and kind of keeps the whole back end running and smoothly for us to
And they
function.
All share your passion, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. You could not exist at Bollywood Groove if you didn't have it. We are always doing 20 things at the same time, and you've got to have that passion to work together towards that goal, and that's the only way you would last here. And then I have the instructors. The instructors are primarily, in our cases, they are part-time instructors for us, and what that means is they all have a 9-to-5 job. They don't do this for money. And I have been so blessed in the way of finding these amazing people who are somehow able to motivate themselves and keep themselves driven week after week, month after week, month after month. I've had instructors who've worked with me for years, and they do this on the side, you know, a couple of hours a week. But in total, our team is almost 14
wow.
people.
And Ajanta, it's because you have such a strong mission, and that's why you're attracting the best of the best, and their passion and their inspiration, I know, is impacting every one of the people that are fortunate enough to come to your programs. But Ajanta, we are running out of time, and I want to make sure that folks can find your website. What's the best place for them
sure.
to learn more about all the classes and hopefully sign up and get that whole schedule?
Absolutely. So I wanted to mention, I created a special promo code just for your listeners. And if they go to the website, bollygroove.com, again, it's Bolly, just in Bollywood, B-O-L-L-Y, the word groove, which is G-R-O-O-V-E.com. And if they go to the cardio section and they apply the promo code get down, because I thought, you're getting down to business, you should get down to dance, you should get down to fitness and all of that good stuff. So you can apply the promo code get down. It's going to be valid for 7 days from now. I want everybody to come and check it out. It's going to be $25 off.
All right, again, fantastic. Again, check out the website, bollygroove.com, and enter the code get down. I love that message. Ajanta, thank you so much for sharing your passion. We will follow your story and share more information on our blog. Once again, you're listening to Get Down to Business. You can check out my website, shalomfine.com. But don't touch that dial, Chicago. Rob Brooks will be on Get Down to Business with me in just a moment.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Kennedy. Stop and go from the extension into the circle at the tunnel. An accident reported in the left lane. Outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 33. Express lanes at 8. Inbound Eichel from Mannheim into the circle. Thorndale to downtown at 31. On the outbound at 29. No delays from the circle to Thorndale. Inbound Stevenson also flowing freely. 55 delay to your drive at 34. On the outbound at 35. Slight delay from California to Pulaski. Inbound Dan Ryan. 95th to downtown at 21. Stop and go from Surmac to the circle. Outbound to 95th from downtown at 17 minutes. Sluggish from 79 to 95th. No delays report on Tri-State northbound and southbound. 90 eastbound having some trouble from the River Hill Plaza to the Kennedy. No delays on the westbound side. It is currently mostly cloudy, 41 degrees with a wind chill of 33. Tonight, a low of 31. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 48 with a chance of showers. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hasta Muerte Coffee, a worker collective-owned bookstore in Oakland.
They have a no police officer, no cops policy.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
Because they want to create a physical and emotional safety place for their customers.
So, no police zone. I'll tell you, for you criminals out there, that's a target-rich environment.
I hope that they do get robbed. Okay. Revenge is a dish best served cold.
With perhaps a latte.
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer, starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Want to change how you feel significantly? ReliefFactor.com will do that for you. Support for temporary relief of minor aches and pains. If you're out there exercising, you go a little bit too far, as I did on Saturday, you definitely need Relief Factor on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Actually, I take it every day, as do tens of thousands of people. They know that they should have Omega, which is fish oil, resveratrol, which you can get from drinking red wine, but you don't know how much. I carry and curcumin all together, carefully calibrated, perfectly formulated, the combination of four natural supplements that everyone agrees you ought to be taking every single day. This makes it easy to do in the amount that is appropriate for your body. The starter pack is $19.95. You try it for 3 weeks. Put everything else away that your doctor says you can put away. Don't not take what he tells you to take. And then see if you don't feel terrific. You'll feel much better. ReliefFactor.com works. Tens of thousands of people say so. Their testimonials are abundant and real and sincere. Go and watch them and then get ReliefFactor.com.
To get down to business, this show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Get on my website, shalomkline.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Shalom Klein. And check us out on Facebook, Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein. So I'm thrilled to be joined by Rob Brooks, my friend, who, as his profile indicates, he advises business owners and entrepreneurs. Rob, welcome to the program.
Hey, Shalom. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about how you advise business owners and entrepreneurs, and more importantly, the story and of why you do what you do.
Sure. Now, if it's okay with you, I'll start with the why. The passion behind it for me is my personal experiences, both growing up and seeing how my my ancestors came to this country, like many of us came from Europe. And I'll share two or three quick stories with you. The first is my my family's from the west side of Chicago. My great-grandfather came here from Vienna at the turn of the century, the 18th, 19th century. And he was a self-made guy, and he made his money, and he bought apartment buildings. And what happened was, when he passed away, nobody knows what happened with his properties. It didn't go to his heirs. It might have been collected by creditors. We have no idea. Another story I can share with you is that my my father and my grandfather also owned a business on the west side of Chicago. And the 68 riots came, and their store got looted and burned to the ground, and they lost everything. They had no insurance, and they had nothing left, and it was very tragic. The third thing is my wife's grandfather was also a self-made man. He was working in the garment district in Chicago, and he became a dressmaker, had a very successful business. And then in the later part of his life, he was investing in the stock market, and there was a crash, and he lost the great majority of his money. So for me, I have a lot of personal passion behind the work I do, because I know how important it is for people to protect and grow what they have.
These are the moments that change who you are, and I've had countless guests on this program that have told me that experiences like this have impacted everything about what they do professionally and how they interact with people. And clearly, those three stories, which, by the way, are very inspirational, clearly made you do something about it. So let's talk about you and what you do, how you help people. What is Ibex Capital?
Yeah, so what we do is we help companies, both entrepreneurs and business owners and startups, to really think about what's the end goal. How are they going to build their business? Who's going to be mining the store financially while they're out there growing what they're doing? So what we do is we make sure that all their financial decisions are coordinated and integrated so they have the best possible outcome. You know, I think about an author like Stephen Covey said, you know, begin with the end in mind. Well, it's no different in our personal business as well as our businesses that we're growing. We always have to begin with the end in mind.
And you keep mentioning, again, helping people sort of plan for the future. Is that because people naturally don't? They're so focused in the moment and so focused on their clients that they may not be thinking about themselves?
That's exactly right. Oftentimes what they're doing is they're thinking about how can they grow their top line. You know, they're thinking about, you know, obviously their family and their community and the things they care about. There's what I consider to be like a three-legged stool in this whole process. One of the legs of the stool is how do we keep the business running if something, God forbid, were to happen to the owner himself. The second part of that is when we want to exit, we plan to exit the business, what's it going to look like? You know, when are we going to do it? What's the valuation of the company going to be? What's the way that we're going to capitalize on it? And then the third thing is how do we transfer either the company or the assets to our heirs? So that's where we get involved, is helping them design plans, implement strategies for the best possible outcome.
And you just mentioned it, but the reason you do what you do is because if things would take their own course, often people would be so involved in the day-to-day operations of their business and continue to do what they do, which is what an entrepreneur should do. They should be focused on those areas. But that's why they partner with somebody like yourself. Mm-hmm. And hence that title that we started this segment with, advising business owners and entrepreneurs, which is so important. So are you only working with business owners and entrepreneurs, or do you work with other professionals as well?
I work with other professionals. I have many attorney clients, doctors, other professionals who are highly compensated. They're trying to, you know, grow what they're doing and also, you know, make sure that they're protecting their families themselves.
And is your approach for lack of a better term, a conservative approach where you're taking a very careful and methodical approach? Are you also helping them gauge their risk comfort level?
That's a great question. So, you know, it's a combination of the two. It's one is, you know, the best offense is a good defense, right? So we're always thinking about how do we make sure that there's not something that is lingering that could take them off track, right? Like I said, if got a plan for the business continuing if something were to happen to the key people, right? So in that sense, we're thinking about defense first, and then we're thinking about how do we grow their assets in a meaningful way that's not going to jeopardize what they're doing.
And your relationship with your clients is one clearly that requires a lot of trust. So what is the process when somebody sits down with you for the first time, which I hope our listeners will do, and of course we'll share your contact information. What sort of questions are you asking? How do you get to know their comfort level, and how do they earn that trust in you?
Yes. So the process is we sit down and we talk about their situation, and we talk about the first thing is I ask is what's important to you? Because we need to understand what gets them to work every day and why are they doing the things that they do. The second thing is, you know, what are they doing today to get to their goals and objectives? You know, what are they doing to make sure that they're on target for accomplishing what they want to accomplish? And then we will go through a process of going through their documentation. We'll review their operating agreements, their buy-sell arrangements, anything related to the business. We'll look at their estate plan documents. And this way, we'll have an assessment of where they are today, and we'll see if they're aligned with their goals and objectives, and we'll make recommendations at that point.
That's fantastic. So we're chatting with Rob Brooks, talking about how he works with professionals, advising them and helping them plan for the future, secure their future. It's probably an appropriate term. But Rob, what I'm picking up from you is that you have been inspired, obviously, by your own experiences, by your family experiences, but you're also very well-read. You mentioned Stephen Covey earlier. Are there any other authors or things that you've read that you would recommend to our listeners as well?
You know, there's so many books. I'm trying to think of what's coming to mind at the
moment.
Who
inspires you?
Well, I would say who inspires me really is my family. You know, my wife, she inspires me. My kids inspire me. My parents certainly, and just the people that I surround myself with, and that's what gets me fired up and go to work every day. But there's one more quote that I think about that I say to people who are having success. And it was by John F. Kennedy, who said, "The best time to fix your roof is when the sun is shining." So I say that to people, and that's typically the call to action for them.
I love that. What a fantastic quote. And Rob, I know we have listeners tuning into the program tonight that are young entrepreneurs, people just developing their idea. Maybe they have not even put it into action yet. What advice, either financial management related or anything else, would you have for them as they set out to stake their claim in business?
Sure. My recommendation would be to seek out and surround yourself with good people, both on an informal basis, perhaps mentors, friends, family, but also professional advisors who are going to be there for the long haul.
That's great. And you clearly have done that as well. Without mentioning names, are there specific types of professionals that you think, again, an entrepreneur or business owner needs to be associated with and identify early on?
Of course. I would say for entrepreneurs, when they have to do their first round of funding, is a great time to start. But really, any time is a great time to start. But the best time to start would be early. And they may not have assets at that point necessarily to be investing or doing things with, but they should be thinking about the strategy. What is the end in mind? And then for mature businesses, it's always critical to review, just like they want to review their investment portfolios, they should be reviewing all their documents and all their plans on an annual basis.
Great advice, great inspiration. Rob Brooks, how can people get a hold of you if they want to continue that conversation, get that advice that you've become so well regarded for?
Sure, of course. The best place to get me would be my phone is 847-877-9427. And they could also email me at rob@ibexcapitalgroup.com.
And let's give that phone number one more time.
Sure. 847-877-9427.
I'll appreciate you coming on the program and sharing your advice. We'll make sure people know how to get a hold of you. If you want to share our conversation with Rob Brooks and the advice that he shared, both his own story You could go on my website, ShalomKlein.com. We'll be posting the podcast there. But Chicago, don't touch that dial. More of Get Down to Business will be coming on right after this quick break in the headlines. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We'll be returning in just a moment.
On AM 560, The Answer. Your opinion counts. And we want to know how you feel about the news stories we're talking about each and every day. Make sure to vote in the M13 Graphics Opinion Express poll at 560theanswer.com. Listen for today's poll question at 10:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 3:30 p.m. And hear the results each evening at 5:30. It's the M13 Graphics Opinion Express poll on 560theanswer.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Steve Rappaport. The porn star and the president. Stormy Daniels tells 60 Minutes she had one sexual encounter with President Trump in 2006. Daniels also says an unidentified man threatened her 5 years later to leave Mr. Trump alone. The White House defending the president's decision to sign a $1.3 trillion spending bill. Some Republicans accuse him of caving to congressional Democrats.
Democrats, in order to get us military spending, demanded a massive increase in non-military spending. And the president made the decision this time that that was worth it.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Fox News Sunday. Gas prices jumping 7 cents.
This average price of $2.66 is 32 cents above where it was last year. It also is about the price we paid 6 weeks ago.
Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg. And in March Madness, Kansas and Villanova advanced to the Final Four. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the Edens in either direction. No delays at 19 minutes from Lake Hook to the junction. Inbound Kennedy, brake lights from the extension to Cumberland, slow from there into the circle. O'Hare to downtown at half an hour from the junction 16. Outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 27. Express lanes currently at 8 minutes. Inbound Ike, slight delay from 17 to Des Plaines. Another one from Western into the circle. Thorndale to downtown at 31 minutes on the outbound at 29. Inbound Stevenson flowing freely from Veterans Moore up to Lakeshore Drive at 34 on the outbound at 38. Stop and go from Kedzie to Pulaski. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 17. Slow from Cermak to the circle. Outbound to 95th from downtown at 15 minutes. No delays from the circle all the way to the Skyway. It is currently 41 degrees, mostly cloudy. Wind chill of 33. Tonight a low of 32. Tomorrow Monday high 48 with a chance of showers. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560 The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Go to homefilterclub.com and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, go to homefilterclub.com. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not go to homefilterclub.com and get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, go to homefilterclub.com. That's homefilterclub.com.
Do you have sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your big, bulky CPAP device with you whenever you leave home? Yeah, well, I was too. That's why I'm so glad I called to try the Transcend Mini CPAP for 10 nights. I can't imagine living without it now. My Transcend is about as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. That's less hassle to carry than my shaving kit. Plus, I was able to add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. But hey, that's not all. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, which means I can finally sleep comfortably while flying. Heck, I can sleep comfortably anywhere now. So if that all sounds good to you, call now to give Transcend a try. You'll be glad you did.
Now you can try Transcend and sleep comfortably for 10 restful nights with a money-back guarantee. So call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-500-0155. Again, that's 1-800-500-0155. 1-800-500-0155.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And speaking of entrepreneurship and small business, there are so many people in this country that struggle with hearing loss. And my next guest, Donna Sorkin, is the executive director of the American Cochlear Implant Alliance, says that being deaf doesn't mean what it did in the past. And in fact, there's a world premiere of the documentary, The Listening Project, that Donna discusses how 20 years ago cochlear implants and talks a little bit about the developments. Donna, it's a privilege and an honor to have you on the program, especially after the fantastic, successful premiere of the documentary. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was a great, great evening, and we were very pleased with the reception.
Absolutely. So I know that that certainly deafness and hearing challenges is something that that I don't think the statistics are as reported as they should be. But so many people struggle with these issues, and it's a challenge in the world of business and in the world of employment. Tell us a little bit about what the Listening Project was all about, and tell us a little bit about the changes that have occurred over time.
Certainly. The Listening Project was a documentary that was based on 15 young adults who had been patients of an audiologist when they were children, and she wanted to go back and see what had happened to them 20-some years later after she had worked with them as children. They were all young people who had been born profoundly deaf. And had benefited from what's called auditory verbal therapy, which is basically a parent-centered approach where the children are fit with the best technology possible, and then the family is instructed on how to maximize language development in their child. So some 20-some years later, what happened to these young people?
Amazing.
They're just amazing young people. Two of the 15 are physicians. There was a primate biologist, somebody who was a neuroscientist, somebody in the music business. I mean, they're just all over the place in terms of what they're doing. Very happy in their lives and just interesting.
Well Donna, the statistic is that only half of American children who qualify for cochlear implants actually receive them, compared to more than 90% in areas of Europe. And many U.S. pediatricians aren't even aware of the benefits of cochlear implants and won't discuss the option with parents. Tell us about your work. I know that you're the executive director of the American Cochlear Implant Alliance. You are educating the country about it. So certainly the documentary is a big part of it. But why are we so far behind?
We're far behind because in this country, when a child's identified and most of our kids are being screened at birth, the individual who comes into the home, the early intervention professional, does not necessarily tell families about all of the options that are available to them. Sometimes they do, and they're very comprehensive and unbiased about it, and some states do this extremely well. Some states, not so much. And if that person coming in, who's often thought of as a trusted advisor, says to the family, your child's deaf, you need to learn sign language, and doesn't mention technology options, the family may, from the outset, not even think to pursue this. And so in our country, as you mentioned, only about 50% of children who could benefit from a cochlear implant are actually pursuing them versus in Europe and Western Europe and Belgium and Scandinavia, the UK, et cetera. In those countries, the individual who comes in and advises the family after identification is from the healthcare system, and those people are very good about explaining all of the options that are available. So in those European countries, it's 90% or more of children who are candidates actually pursue this. So we're way behind. Some of this is just, you know, a difference of opinion about the, you know, what's the how someone should be deaf and should, you know, is this something that should be fixed or should we just leave a child deaf to use sign or use some combination that doesn't necessarily involve a cochlear implant. And that's where we are today.
Well, you are certainly changing things. You are advocating. You're helping people identify a clinic. You're talking about insurance coverage. You're changing the conversation and slowly but surely making it easier and educating people regarding the options, which is so important. And a big part of that is the documentary, the Listening Project. So, Donna, I do want to make sure that our listeners can find more information about the documentary as well as all of the work that you're doing. Where can people get a hold of the American Cochlear Implant Alliance?
I recommend that they just look at our website. And if you want, I'll say that now, which is www.acialliance.org. They're right on the homepage. There's a trailer of the film, so someone can kind of see what it is. And then you click on that. You can also see where to buy the film. And there's different versions of it. There's an educational version that's shorter that can be used in a school setting, and then the longer version. There's also a lot of information on cochlear implants.
Okay, well, wonderful. Once again, that website, acialliance.org. Thanks so much for joining us, Donna. We'll be right back and get down to business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the Edens in either direction, Lake Hope to the Junction at 19 minutes. Inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown 24 from the Junction 12. Slow from the Junction into the Circle. Outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 22 minutes. Express lanes at 8. On the Ike in either direction, Phone Delta downtown at 29 minutes, flowing freely. Inbound Stevenson also looking good. 55 to Lakeshore Drive at 34 on the outbound at 26. Sluggish from Damon to Pulaski. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 17 minutes. Slight delay from 18th to the Circle. Outbound at 15. No delays from the Circle to 63rd. Inbound outbound Bishop Ford also looking good from 8094 to Dan Ryan at 15 minutes. And 90 eastbound, just a slight delay from the River Toll Plaza to the Kennedy. It is currently mostly cloudy, 39 degrees tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow Monday, a high of 48 with a chance of showers. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And But fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
You are listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And if I was to define in one word my next guest, I'd use that word creative. And I'm thrilled to be joined by David Feynman from Viral Ideas Marketing. Dave, welcome to the program.
Shalom, I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. So your team at Viral Ideas Marketing, you say on your website that you believe everyone has the right to be fulfilled, believe in shared creativity, believe in the power of defining your why, and you share the message through the creative process. And you do things quite a bit different than many of your, frankly, your competitors that are out there. Let's talk about Viral Ideas Marketing. What do you do and how do you help companies?
Yeah, great question. So at Viral Ideas, about 2.5 years ago, we really saw something broken within the creative process. And we noticed that a lot of companies wanted to create videos, but really struggled with the way in which they create it. So at Viral Ideas, we came up with a unique process for them to simply create videos for the modern media world, for Facebook, YouTube, and other social medias.
And hence the name Viral. The goal is, bottom line, people invest in marketing because they want it to be seen, and you help that. Is there a one-size-fits-all approach, or how do you work with clients to identify what the right look and feel and process for their video or anything else that you might be working on is?
Every single company out there is unique, but the way in which we create videos for them and the way we have found that works quite well is actually a defined process. So what we do is we try to figure out the unique stories within each business that allows them to be spread, you know, in a viral way.
And tell our listeners a little bit about some of your success stories and companies that you've helped put on the radar.
We actually worked with a national telecommunications firm earlier in the year, and one of their main problems was struggling to get their brand out there. They're a smaller brand, and we actually came up with a story of, you know, two kids playing in a field with two tin cans, and the one kid is speaking with the other kid through the tin cans, and as they grow up, they lose connection and they lose touch, and the one kid moves away, and he actually goes, you know, spreads far from his best friend, and later in life, what happens is the kid is actually mailed a tin can at the back of the back of the string. There's a message that says, "Call me." And we actually released this video through Facebook, through YouTube, and the brand received a tremendous amount of success from it. And it really was from the process of figuring out why do people call each other and why do people connect online. And, you know, when we figured out that message for that brand, that's when the real magic started to happen.
That's amazing. And of course, we're going to make sure that our listeners know how to get a hold of you and your team. Let's talk about that creative process, as you call it. You just shared one of those examples. But tell me a little bit about the team behind you that helps make the magic happen. What does the process look like? I know there's a lot of words that go into a video. Who's involved in scripting? I know there's all the imagery that goes into it. Who's involved and how does it work?
So what we do differently is we like to say that we can take someone's website, take a few questions with their website, and come up with the unique ideas that are available to them. And the way that works is a company simply just sends us their site, and it then gets broken down into how they should use video for online and social media. Now, if you've ever been involved, and I'm sure a lot of listeners out there have been, in creating a video, you know that it can be quite the process between directors, producers, script writers, and storytellers. And for social media, you need pieces of content going out there on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis. So you need to be able to create content in a rapid way. So our team is made up of people that understand how to create video for the modern world, meaning that with a single camera or two camera setup, we can do what large production companies do with an entire crew.
So a great solution for any business, but I know in particular you have a lot of examples, and this certainly is something that I can relate to. You highlight some of your examples of videos that you've done for events, whether it's a business gathering, award ceremony, a launch party, or nonprofit event videos. Some great, great, great examples. And don't take my word for it. You can see the examples on the website and, frankly, get a hold of my friend Dave Feynman to learn about how viral ideas can work with your company or your organization. So, Dave, as we conclude our segment together, how can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more and see some of those examples?
Sure. Our website is viralideamarketing.com, and my email is dave@viralideamarketing.com. And our main mission is to help people create to inspire, which means helping companies uncover their why through the creative process and through video storytelling.
And I know, Dave, as I'm talking to you, I just got a text from somebody that's asking, do they need to be ready to have that conversation before they reach out? And I know that you and I have spoken offline, and they don't need to be ready, because part of that onboarding process is that discussion that takes place, and whether somebody has a very clear and concrete idea of what they want that video to look like, or even if they just know that they need the video. There's no point that's too early, and there's no point that's too last minute for the team at Viral Ideas to assist. So, Dave Feynman, appreciate your time, your expertise, your advice to our listeners. One more time, how can folks get a hold of you?
One more time, our website is viralideamarketing.com, and you can also reach me at dave@viralideamarketing.com. Happy to answer any questions about video, how you can uncover your why through video-driven content.
Uncover your why. What a great discussion. I encourage you, get a hold of the team over there. And remember, Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Check out the website, tandemhr.com. They have a fantastic blog with lots of content information. And most importantly, they'll give you an opportunity for a free consultation on everything relating to the Affordable Care Act and regulation for your business. And indeed, there's a lot of regulation for your business, and nobody knows it all. Nobody knows it better than the team at Tandem HR. Speaking of advice, we've got a lot of it coming up for you right after this quick break.
At CVS Pharmacy at Target, we put a little extra heart into everything we do, like actively looking to save you money. Generics, 90-day refills, even rewards. Get a $5 Target coupon for every 10 prescriptions. On your next Target run, stop by CVS Pharmacy. We're the place with the big heart. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other restrictions apply. See cvs.com/extracare-target or the pharmacy for details. CVS Pharmacy at Target. Health is everything.
According to a recent survey, these are the top barriers to company growth. Finance takes too long to close the books, too slow to launch new products, hiring and keeping good people, systems not talking to each other. They should look at the number one business and financial system for growing companies, NetSuite from Oracle. NetSuite tracks and manages your revenue, cash flow, HR, inventory, projects, even e-commerce from a dashboard on your phone. Go to netsuite.com/radio to get your free guide called Crushing the Five Barriers to Growth. netsuite.com/radio.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Know why you see logos everywhere? Because they work. They drive customers, build brands, and grow businesses. And now, putting your logo to work has never been easier, because 4 Imprint has perfected the art of putting logos on the right promotional items for maximum impact. And because they're giving away the ultimate guide to promotional products absolutely free to everyone who texts TIME to 88988. They'll make your logo look impeccable on your choice of thousands of items with free art assistance. Everything from pens, caps, and t-shirts to hot tech. High-quality items people want to hang on to forever, keeping your brand top of mind always. With customer service that's second to none and 100% satisfaction guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Put your logo to work. Get the ultimate guide to promotional products absolutely free by texting TIME to 88988. That's T-I-M-E to 88988.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. What a fantastic lineup of guests we had on the program today. We talked about Bollywood Groove. What a cool program and classes. We'll link to that through our website. Rob Brooks talked about financial education, and we spoke with Donna Sorkin about the American Cochlear Implant Alliance, and finally, Dave Feynman from Viral Ideas Marketing. Great discussion, great education. Always curious what you think So please get a hold of me through my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you can download podcasts from prior weeks on Get Down to Business and get a sneak peek of who's going to be on in future weeks. But speaking of loving and appreciating our listeners and knowing what they think, I wanted to talk a little bit about perception, because perception is everything when it comes to business. I have to say that I'm always fascinated by how people perceive and what they learn from our guests. Whenever I run a networking event, and I do this frequently, whether it's my own events or I'm involved in facilitating an event for another company or organization, I'm always watching people's reactions when people are leaning in and talking to each other. That's why I have put together an exercise that it's called sort of buddy networking. I don't really have a great title for it, but we're all used to at those networking events, everybody gets up and introduces themselves, gives their elevator pitch. And whether it's at a formal networking event or you just meet somebody randomly at a bar, you know, they ask you that question, what do you do? And that's your opportunity to explain who you are, what you do, and who you're looking to meet. Or at least hopefully those are the answers that you're providing. And hopefully those are the questions that you're asking. But I have to say that people are quite bored of me talking about who I am and what I do and who I'm looking to meet. People have heard me talk about me quite a bit. I'd rather have somebody else introduce me. That's why I put together this buddy networking format, which really has worked well at different events. What I do is I try to match people up together, and I encourage them to take out a little sheet of paper, take out their smartphone, and write notes and spend 5 minutes getting to know each other and learn a little bit about each other. And then when everybody goes around the room, instead of them introducing themselves and talking yet again about who they are, what they do, and who they're looking to meet, they introduce their buddy. They tell the room or the individuals gathered at that event a little bit about their networking buddy and who they are, what they do, and who they are looking to meet. What I've found is that people pay a lot more attention to those sort of introductions because it's a different tone of voice. And people pick up on different points when they interview you. So I know that I've heard that from some of our guests, that I've asked them a question that they haven't been asked before. And I don't know why I asked that question. Call me strange. But sometimes I just, you know, there's something that I'm interested in. And hopefully I'm getting some of that information out of our guests and sharing it with our listeners. But I would encourage you in the week ahead, as you know, we like to end every week on Get Down to Business with a little homework assignment, a little tip, whether it's about how to conduct a better meeting, how to manage your time more efficiently and effectively. In this case, what I want to encourage you to do is spend some more time listening. Pay attention to the people that you have a phone call with, that you have a meeting with. Pay attention to what they say. And repeat it back after they say it, and they may correct you on some levels, and you may actually find that they will be quite impressed and appreciative that you took the time, you paid attention, and you actually got it right. Maybe you could actually teach them a thing or two about how that elevator pitch can be done more effectively. But more important, you want to actually see how people are perceiving how your interactions, how your meetings are taking place. Are people actually getting the information that you're trying to convey in the way that you're trying to convey it? And give that a shot. I'd be curious to know what you think. Get on my website, shalomkline.com. Once again, you can download podcasts from the show. You can get a sneak peek of who's going to be on in future weeks. As always, check out our sponsors, Tandem HR. Visit their website, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday right here on AM560.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance, workers'